Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Philip Grubauer, the Avalanche netminder, 6 years, $6 million per year, signs with the Seattle Kraken. Gabriel Landeskog, 8 years with the Avalanche. Blake Coleman leaves Tampa. Joins the Flames, 6 years, $5 million a year. These are the biggest free agency signings of the day. And that's your headline. Penguins have really kind of just, They've added some guys. They've lost a couple guys. Pretty static here. Brock McGinn, a cheaper, poor man's version, a generic version.
Store brand Tanev?
Of Brandon Tanev, yeah.
Doesn't have the wild-eyed drifter look to him.
Marty Baron, TSN, our good buddy, says if Tuukka Rask is going to sign anywhere today, it's going to be back in Boston.
So goalie just continues to not get addressed?
Yaroslav Halak has signed in Vancouver.
You're just naming player after player that I would take over Tristan Jarry as my goalie.
Kyle Palmieri still a free agent.
Hell, I might take him as my goalie.
Brandon Saad still a free agent. Zach Parise still a free agent.
You think a chance? What do you think of the chances that any of those three guys end up on the Penguins?
Less than 50%. Unless they move somebody, because now I'm looking at things. This is from Mike DeFabo of the Post Gazette. Zach Aston-Reese signs the qualifying deal. McGinn's contract. Rodriguez, $1 million deal. You add that up, and that leaves them somewhere between $1 million and $2 million in cap space. That's it.
Do I need to say it one more time? New normal for the Penguins?
Bob Grove, at BobGrove91 on Twitter. Penguins insider with us here on The Fan. Bob, your thoughts on what's happened so far today for the Penguins?
Well, guys, great to be on with you as always. And, I would just double down on what you said. So we're used to the Penguins making a little bit bigger splash, especially when Jim Rutherford was the GM, forget about cap space, just make a splash. And he did that almost every year, right? So this highlights the difference in styles between these two guys. You know, Ron Hextall is much more measured. That's been his calling card in his career. And he's got a plan, and it doesn't all happen on free agency day. So, yeah, they haven't fundamentally changed their team. I like Brock McGinn. He's not as quick as Tanev, but he's a good penalty killer. I mean, he's a tough guy, and he plays a lot in terms of, he plays a physical game all the time. So he's not going to stand out. He's not going to score much, but you're not getting him to do that. You're getting him to be, someone who's harder to play against, and he's in the prime of his career. It's the biggest contract he's ever had, in his career. And he's only played in Carolina. So he comes in, he'll be fine. But, you get Rodriguez, you get Dominic Simone. It's the same. You haven't changed the team fundamentally. You're bringing in bottom six guys, and you haven't addressed the piece that everybody's waiting for, apparently, which is the goaltender.
Do you think they're going to do anything with the goaltender? And if so, what? I mean, what do you make two of these Fleury? It's not even Fleury rumors so much, Bob, as it is, I think, like a burning desire on the part of most Penguins fans to see him somehow back in black and gold.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. I mean, this city, you know, most of the city loved Marc-Andre Fleury when he was here, and the love for him has only grown since the day he left.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will point out to some fans, if they don't remember it, you know, there were a lot of fans who didn't like him when he was here.
Yep.
You know, and when Murray came on the scene, they want to kind of forget that there were a lot of people who were saying, you know, it's got to be Matt Murray that you're playing, not Marc-Andre Fleury, and people want to forget that. But there's no question he's incredibly popular. I was, like everyone else, absolutely stunned by the Chicago move. I was stunned the way Vegas handled it, stunned by the move. And so I get why Chicago wants him, looking at their roster. And, you know, Vegas didn't retain any salary, so the Penguins can't. Obviously, this is the issue. We see the Post-Gazette reporting late last night, the Penguins really didn't have an interest in bringing him back. You know, and some of that certainly is cap-related. You know, they're not able to take $7 million off Vegas' payroll and not have them retain any. They're not in that position. So Hextall's going to fix his goaltending, apparently, given the number of goalies who have moved today, and they're not in on it. So he's going to do it in a hockey trade. That's the only thing that you can be left to assume at this point.
Well, who's left out there in a trade?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't, you know, if you're going to move Tristan Jarry, you know, that gets to your management of your cap situation and you're bringing somebody in. We all know that when today and tomorrow end, there are going to be teams that are going to be saying, you know, okay, you know, we knew this, but we're really up against it. And how are we going to balance things out going forward? And that'll be, you know, so you'll have some teams then maybe more willing to make a trade than they were prior to. And then I would also ask this question. You know, there's a lot of people want the Penguins to make the deal with Chicago to bring Fleury back. But if you're Colorado, would you be after Marc-Andre Fleury right now with Grubauer going to Seattle? It's a thought.
I'd be tempted to if I were them, because he's the main reason Colorado didn't get out of that round when everybody thought that they were, you know, this team that was going to roll to the Stanley Cup, myself included. I'm wondering what your answer is to this question about Ron Hextall. If you were going to just try to put a number on each of these yourself in terms of what his job description is, what percentage of it do you think is still try to exist and win and build a championship contender in the here and now versus get this team best positioned for a couple of years down the road when the end of this era really arrives?
I'd say it's probably 30-70. 30 with what you can accomplish right now and 70, get this team in a position where as the years go by, you know, they're not going to be at the bottom of the standings for 3 years while they rebuild. That's the way I would look at it. And I think that's where he's probably, you know, been. That's certainly where the way he thought about Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
I think, when he was there. And I think that's the way. So this is the line he has to walk every single day. And so, you know, the Penguins have issues that need to be addressed if you're talking about the right now, next season piece. But let's face it, they have a lot of pieces to fix. And it's more reasonable to say, let's be prepared for the back end of this equation, right, than it is to make these big deals that get you a maybe short-term return. I mean, the Penguins window, to the extent that it's open, really revolves around Crosby and Malkin getting healthy. You know, so how are they going to re-sign these guys? Let's look at the contract that Ovechkin got. How does that impact the contract you're going to give Malkin?
How do you think it does?
Well, you know, Malkin's making the money that Ovechkin got in this deal already. You know, so if you're thinking, hey, Gino, we give you a shorter term deal and you take shave a couple million off, he might not be ready to do that if Ovechkin just signed a 5-year deal for the same money that he got. You know, I think that probably makes it potentially a little more difficult. But these are, you know, and Hextall said he's not going to get to this piece, the Malkin and Letang contracts, what's going to happen with Rust until he gets on the other side of this free agency piece right now. But there's so many things that have to happen right for the Penguins in the next couple of years. But it still all revolves around those three guys. And it does now revolve around what can you do immediately to fix the goaltending that apparently I don't – Tristan Jarry's career is not over. But everybody here is just willing to just write him off. He's absolutely incapable of improving and learning from it. I'm not, but that said, all the reporting is that Hextall absolutely knows he needs a goaltender. So that's why I thought by the end of today he might have another one. So I'm a little bit surprised at this point, and so we'll see if he can pull off a hockey trade to help him to that. But for me, Ron Hextall is thinking about the longer-term picture more than he's thinking about the shorter-term picture.
It's funny that you mentioned just Malkin in there in that context of the Ovechkin deal. If Malkin for some reason balked at that because, hey, I'm already making that money, I would point to the number of games Alex Ovechkin has played the last several years and say, if you're showing up for essentially whole seasons, with this past year being a slight exception, then we can talk about that kind of money. But otherwise, that guy still is playing night in and night out in Washington and producing. We can't say the same for you health-wise. Like that's, and that gets to the bigger question about Malkin, which is his health at all times.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. It's been a rough few years for him on the injury front, right? So not so much the year before last, but certainly this past year and now this year. Because everything you read about him makes it, you know, I'm just kind of reading between the tea leaves. Is like, don't expect Malkin in October. Maybe don't even expect Malkin in November. I mean, I'm just guessing, but it just seems like the more you read about it, the longer he's going to be out this year. And I will say this. What you said about Ovechkin is absolutely true. The guy's record of number of games missed is absolutely incredible, given the way he plays the game. There's no doubt about it. But I won't ever blame a player for being hurt. I mean, I only will blame a player for that if they haven't prepared themselves. Like, you know, they show up and they're out of shape. Then it's an issue. But I don't see that with Malkin. So for me, it's
I'm not blaming him. It's just like if you're allocating dollars, it's a strict allocation of dollars and cents. Yeah. If the guy's track record is that it, for one reason or another, it sucks for him, but he's getting hurt, you just can't allocate the dollars.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, I know you're not blaming him. I'm just saying it's hard for me to kind of look at it through that same lens. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think Malkin's heart is always in the right place. But, I mean, look at the way he played in the playoffs, given what we know what his injury is now. I mean, he did a great job. I mean, there's no question about it. So the guy wants to win another one. But to your point, it's kind of hard to depend on him when he's constantly out of the lineup. So I hear you.
Bob, have the Penguins gotten any closer to what seemed like a stated goal for them in the offseason, which is to get bigger, tougher, meaner, uglier?
No. Absolutely not. Not yet. I mean, you know, that's not Evan Rodriguez. That's not Simone. That's neither one of those guys. McGinn is, but you lost a guy like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you lost a guy that played with that edge and was great up the ice, pressuring people, hitting people, blocking shots, the penalty kill. So you'll get a lot of that from McGinn. You won't get that kind of speed. But no, I mean, is that where they bring in a bigger, tougher defenseman? You know, given the Cody Ceci is now gone, maybe. You know, maybe that's the place where they get tougher. But, you know, there's just not a whole lot going on. And I don't think people should expect that there, you know, between now and the opening of training camp, there will be a ton of changes. I think that, you know, again, another defenseman you're looking at and possibly a change in goal. That's the way they're really thinking. But other than that, there might not be much else.
I've said this like 10 times already. Pony's going to laugh at me for saying it to you again. I can't help but think for that a couple of years, this year and probably next is the way I'm looking at this, Bob. This is just how they're going to operate and how they're going to do business. And I think it's going to be a jarring change for fans of this team who, as you said at the outset here, have gotten very accustomed to the Penguins being the splash team almost every year that's drawing headlines in and out of the season.
Yeah. Well, this is just the reality of the sports world and of the National Hockey League. And people in Pittsburgh, you know, we've got a whole bunch of fans who have grown up only to know them being in the playoffs, have never known them to not be in the playoffs. This is not a normal situation. You've not been following a normal team. I mean, they've got the longest playoff streak in the league. I mean, you've been blessed to see a team that's continued to excel at this level during the regular season. And yeah, you know, you kind of curse what's happened to them in the postseason recently, but this is just the way the world works in sports and in the National Hockey League. It's cyclical and those days are over and you just have to get used to, this kind of an existence where you're not going to throw the money around and maybe think about it a different way and think about, hey, maybe you're not as successful in the regular season, but you've built a team that maybe has an edge that you need that takes you somewhere in the postseason where you haven't been the last couple of years. I don't think the moves today make them that team at all, but this is just today. You got the rest of the offseason, and you got all next season when trades will be made. So remember, as you're watching the playoffs, I would say to fans, the only thing that matters is the team you're throwing out there on the opening night of the playoffs if you get there. It's not about the team you have at the end of today or the end of August or the end of training camp even. So it's a process, and Ron Hextall brings the patience to it that you're probably going to need to do this the right way.
Bob Grove, check out his thoughts on the Penguins in real time at BobGrove91 on Twitter. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Sharkey Kia. Ooh, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Craig bet on every single Major League Baseball game today, so if he's a little bit slow on the trigger and delayed, it's because he is multitasking like never before. I don't know why he's betting on every game. Actually, I do know it. There's a promotion that's running.
I was going to say.
That's
by multitasking, you just mean not paying attention to the show and paying attention to his bets.
You want to know how it's going?
I think I can tell by the lilt in your voice that it ain't going poorly.
It's going really well.
Somebody set in a 9-team parlay based on you betting every game, by the way.
They bet $2 to win over $9,000.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.